Hi, this is James Devine, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to give you 8 tips to add some spice to your rehearsal.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
If you try to do all of these tips every day, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So what I'm going to suggest is that maybe you try one a week or one a day or one a month or just the one or two that you like. But these things can add a little bit of spice to your rehearsal. Number one, say something positive every time you stop. We are so trained to look for the problems that we often focus on what is going wrong. And the song could be almost perfect and the best that they have ever played it, but we'll tend to focus on the one thing that went wrong. And I have to fight against this all the time. So think of something positive to say. Number two, stay off the podium 2/3 of the time. This is really my daily goal, but I find myself failing at it all the time, and I have to constantly remind myself to step off the podium. First of all, it gives us a chance to be closer to the students in the back, and you'll notice that that's where you often have the discipline problems, and most of that is due to proximity to the teacher. But if you're walking around all the time, then the students don't know at any moment where you're at. You're also able to see some things with posture. I teach beginners and I teach middle school. And so sometimes students who I thought had good postures from the front of the room, when I get behind them, then I can see some of the errors in their posture. So stay off the podium 2/3 of the time. And you don't have to do this all the time. Number three, make one comment about tone for every section in the band or orchestra. It could be what they need to improve. It could be trumpets, use more air. It could be clarinets, make sure that you're smiling to give that tighter embouchure. Whatever it might be, but make one comment about tone for every section. Not every time you stop, but just think about doing that for a whole one class period. Number four, make the last 10 minutes a run through with tons of energy. I've been doing this with my beginning groups lately. We focus on our new concept right at the beginning after our warm-up because I found that my particular groups are a little bit fresher and are paying a little bit more attention at that time. But at the end of class, their concentration has been run down. And so we do run-throughs of things that they're more familiar with. And I try to keep it going pretty quickly. So they're like, wait, I haven't turned there yet. And I just start counting off or cueing them with my baton. Number five, learn something new about a student. This is a whole podcast in itself about relationship building, but we need to build relationships and find out about the students besides what they do in our classrooms. Sometimes it can be very interesting, especially at a Title I school, to find out about a family's history or their family situation or their living situation, but just learn something new about a student. Number six, make lots of eye contact. We can get so buried in our score sometimes that we forget this important part. We're making an emotional connection with the students, and they will know that we care when we're making eye contact with them regularly. Number seven, engage the entire band or orchestra. It can be so easy sometimes to just engage whatever section we're working with, but maybe have some of the people clap, some of the people play, or have the instruments doing air bowing. Anything that can help to keep them engaged. Sometimes I have my percussion players air play, and I just have them play in the air without actually hitting the drum head, or I might put one of the pads over their drum set so it's not as loud, so that it's not a distraction to whatever group I am being focused on at that moment. And number 8, play one exercise faster and faster at the end. This gives a chance for the students who are a little bit more advanced to have something to achieve for. And what I like to do is I usually use the metronome when I'm using this technique, and I'll keep making it go faster and faster. I start with the level that I know everybody can play at. We go slightly faster, and I go until I lose everybody. And then we might even try clapping it at the super, super fast speed and bring everybody back into it. And they realize it's even almost impossible to clap it at that tempo. And it always makes for a lot of fun and can be humbling for the people who think that they're better than they really are. I hope that these tips have helped you and that they add some spice to your rehearsal. If you love the podcast, think about supporting us at patreon.com/themusiced podcast.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.